Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 31st of October 2018, and this is the 902nd Mole Out Loud podcast. I imagine you can guess where I am. From my laboured breath and from the crunching leaves underfoot. I'm a bit late coming up here. It was actually really beautiful when I left home, and I got talking with someone down the road. A really lovely young woman with a young child who I've often said hello to, but we haven't really talked before. And I realise nearly an hour passed. I usually find it quite difficult to talk to people for that length of time. But she was a lovely person with interesting stories. And this child, this two-year-old, who just entertained herself while we were nattering, which to my mind is completely unheard of. So, because it's overcast, I have a feeling it might even rain. I probably won't go for a very long walk, but I'm glad I've come up here. I felt a bit stagnant yesterday when I didn't. And because the cave was at home, I didn't really have any reason to leave the house. But today, well, I have a short walk now, and this evening I'm going to be on my bike. I'm going to a reception at Government House, so it'll be interesting. I haven't quite worked out how to get to it on a bike. It's this amazing building in the middle of the botanical gardens, and there are various roundabouts and things before you to get to it. So I'm going to have to go home and look at a map properly and see how that goes, and see how I can align the kind of things I need to wear to ride the bike with the kind of things I need to be appearing in when I reach Government House. It's funny how as soon as the sun goes in, it quietens everything. Even the birds have gone silent. Oh, no, well, no, they haven't. The friend I usually go walking with on Wednesdays and Fridays has gone away for a couple of weeks, so I think we might get one walk in before I leave. But I think I already said there's a friend who I occasionally go for walks with, but much more strenuous walks, who I've got a long walk planned with for Friday. So just getting up this hill will be a little bit of preparation. It's lovely having these cool mornings again. I think today has a cool morning. I think tomorrow might. But then we have this odd sort of higher temperature but more humidity. And I find it much harder to walk when it's like that. There's a bit of a breeze, but it's not reached where I'm standing. And it's just making a nice movement in the tops of the trees. The woman I was just talking to was telling me how she loved painting wildflowers, and she has 4 children now, so it's not something she really has a lot of time to do. But it's made me think about all these almost invisible flowers that we get on Knocklofty at this time of year. It's funny how now actually I'm almost better able to be in the present than I have been. I suppose it's that intensity of one's senses. Usually it's something that happens when you come to a new place and you're on high alert because you need to take in all the new sounds, all the new signs for survival in a primitive sense. And maybe this is also true a bit of the place you're going to leave, because you know that you're not going to see it for a while, and everything becomes heightened rather than every day. Yeah, it's very gentle. I think my focus today, my focus on this walk is not to go up high or over the summit or round it, but to walk back along the lower loop and say hello to the tawny frog mouth that sits like a still branch on the tree. Even when you know it's there, it's really hard to see, and it's so still. Occasionally it'll open an eye. I'm on a bit of path at the moment that has a sort of dark sandy soil. When I say dark sandy, it's as if the surface layer is sort of sandy and there must be something darker underneath. Everything's sandstone around here, so I guess it's the lighter sand is that rubbed sandstone and it just changes where the earth comes through. But there's something about it that reminds me of these woods that my grandmother used to take us into, not far from where they lived. And at one point we buried treasure under one of the trees. And I imagine it's still there now. Well, still there now, if actually that little wood exists anymore. I don't think it was very big. I think it was probably quite a small area. And it's quite likely to be built over by now, given that I'm talking about probably, well over 50 years ago. But when we planted them, when we hid it, it was for good luck, not for re-finding. Makes me think of other special things that that adults have done. My brother, whose godparents, one Christmas or one before Christmas, one year, took him into a wood, and they had. They had located a Christmas tree in the wood and they had put candles on it. And so he went into the wood. I imagine one of them must have stayed there, but the other one had led him into the wood to this beautifully lit Christmas tree. Just the magic of it, the magic of being taken to that place. I've just reached the beginning of the loop. I'm looking fondly at the zigzag path that goes up to the summit and determinedly heading the other way. It was good last night. I really did quite a lot of work on the novel, unexpectedly. I didn't think I would, and I felt some of the joy of it again, rather than this sort of hard work looking at how to fix things. Hello. It's tricky sometimes when you know that the fixing has to be done and that it's really pointless to go on writing until you've got other things right. And yet, if that goes on for too long, you can lose the joy of it. Just realised I've got my reading glasses on and there's no way I'm going to be able to see the tawny frog mouth. How odd that I've only just noticed. I think it kind of goes with the overcastness, it just makes everything feel very misty. Hello, a whole colony of them. Hello, look at you all. Hello. Hey. Hey. They're gorgeous. Five dogs. Hello. Oh, you've added one, have you? Hello. Suddenly we feel as if we're quite populated. Lots of dogs. I think there were about 10 dogs all up, and some of them had disconnected themselves from one owner and joined another group. It's really, that's quite a cool sort of little bit of Antarctica coming up here. Lovely and fresh. And I think now that I'm higher up, the wind that I could see in the tops of the trees is now at face level. Frog mouth on it, and yes, it's there. I can even see it with my reading glasses on. That's beautiful, beautiful thing. They're so still. I can't really even imagine them going off and getting food. Maybe they'll do it at night. Well, I wonder how your week has been. Are you able to be in the present a bit? Not just a bit, able to be in the present and be engaged with whatever's most important to you. And I guess those two things are opposing in some ways, unless sitting and absorbing the present is the thing that is most important to you. Otherwise, I think I'm realizing from the way I speak that this idea of engaging with what's most important to you is already some level of striving. And it's so good when that kind of passion to involve oneself in something that is important to you, that is central to you, that it can be done without the striving some of the time, if you are ready for it, if you prepare for it. Then it's completely wonderful if it just comes to you. But yes, I think we always need to be receptive for that, and that receptivity requires a stillness that is sometimes hard to find. There's a problem with language itself, really. I mean, all verbs are active, and so to even give meaning to what I'm saying, I have to use an active verb. My boots don't have very much of a sole left on them. And this is a very loose, gravelly bit of downhill. But I'll go off track in a minute, where it's just earthy and much better at giving traction. Well, I am going through the last bit of this walk with you. It's been a bit of a slow walk, a lot of silences and quiet. Feels like a quiet day. I do hope that, as I said, you have had time to feel a bit of the present and the natural present, if you can. And I hope your day unfolds well for you. Gives you deep, deep satisfaction. Sometimes that depth can also be a place of grief, but a kind of engagement nevertheless with a grief can also sometimes have aspects of it that are sharp beauty and extra awareness. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.